as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And it came to the ram that had the two horns, which had been standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. That's Alexander the Great. And for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. That's Alexander's four generals that divided Alexander's kingdom between themselves. Amen. Greece, Turkey, Syria, and Egypt. Amen. Out of one of them came forth a little horn. Well, which waxed exceeding great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the pleasant land, holy land, Israel. Amen. And waxed great even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, stamped upon them. Yea, magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another said unto the another saint, said unto the certain saint which spake, how long shall it be, the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, and then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And it shall come to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called and said unto Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And so he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid, fell on my face, and said unto me, understand, O son of man, for the time of the end shall be the vision. Amen. The time of the end shall be the vision. Remember that. Amen. Remember those five words, the time of the end. I continue. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, and he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. Get that? The last end of indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. Amen. You see, all these kingdoms that have arisen are a matter of history. They are a fact of history. Nobody would have thought it would have happened at the time that the vision came, but God brought it to pass. Who would have thought that a young general would arise out of Greece and defeat the two nations of Medo-Persia? But it happened, folks. It happened just like God said it would happen. An upstart, a newcomer, amen, would come on the scene. His name would be Alexander the Great. He would ride with color in the white heat of his fury. Amen. He would topple these nations. That is a fact of history. You see, that's one criticism folks have of the book of Daniel. They say it is so accurate that nobody could have written it except after the fact. They say it was a forgery written after it already happened. No. Amen. It's the Word of God. Amen. And to say Daniel's not the Word of God and these things not the Word of God is to make a liar out of Jesus. And that makes Jesus the biggest deceiver the world has ever known. Amen. But the fact is, they prophesied and it came to pass. And you can prove the Bible is true. And you can prove there's a God by the very fact that he said it and it came to pass. Amen. You know the truth, true prophet, by that. Amen. And the ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia. Well, I'll say, there it is, as plain as the nose on your face. Amen. And the great horn, which is between his eyes, is the first king. That's Alexander the Great. Amen. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand out of the nation, but not in his power. Amen. And in the latter time of their kingdom, that reaches way down. Amen. When transgressors are come to the full, about there, aren't we? Getting close, aren't we? A king of fierce countenance, understanding dark sentences, shall stand up. Ah, there it is. Amen. Out of their kingdom. Amen. You say, I thought it was the Roman Empire. Well, Greece became part of the Roman Empire. Now we nail it down, amen, and put a tag on it right here. The part of the Roman Empire out of which the Antichrist is going to come is Greece. And then we get it nailed down a little bit farther, amen, since he waxed great toward the south and toward the east and toward the west. And it leaves the other one, the north. Amen. And that's Syria. North of Jerusalem, north of the Holy Land, is Damascus. Amen. Who are they having the peace talks with today? Huh? Say it real loud. Israel and Syria. Amen. Barak and Assad are having peace talks today. Praise God. Hey, we're getting down close to the end. That's why God's moving in such a great way. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who will be able to stand? And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And that's Israel. Amen. And boy, they've become mighty in these last days. What great happening is going to take place. Amen. As Babylon is being rebuilt before our very eyes, and they can't get rid of that Iraqi king, that king of Babylon. Amen. Man, they've tried everything in the world, and he still evades their escape, or their escapes their effort. Amen. And Babylon is being rebuilt on the old foundations. Did you know the Bible said that would happen? The Bible teaches that's what's going to happen. When? In the end time. The last days. Praise God. Listen to this. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. There's going to be a time of unprecedented prosperity at first under the Antichrist. Amen. And people are going to like him for that reason. They like guys in politics that can cause craft to prosper. Amen. It don't matter whether they serve God or not, just as long as they cause craft to prosper. It don't matter whether they live right or not, just as long as they cause craft to prosper. Just don't get into my pocketbook. Amen. Hallelujah. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. That's Jesus. That's the Lord. And shall be broken without hand. He's going down. Just like Alexander, that bighorn, went down without hand. That notable horn between the eyes of that he-goat. Amen. Boy, 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 he went down. At an early age, he went down. Amen. A very young man conquered the known world and died, probably from a typhoid or venereal disease, one or the other. They differ on the, might have been both, I don't know. Amen. But Alexander went down at a very young age. Amen. He shall stand up against the prince of princes, shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and morning which was told is true. You believe it's true? Wherefore shalt see, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted. And you know, if we could see it like he saw it, we'd faint too. He could feel what he felt and knew what he knew. Such a horror would grip our hearts. Amen. There's some things you don't ever want to see. Amen. You don't want to see what's going to happen to this whole world in the great tribulation. It's going to be a time of such horror. Amen. We as the children of God have a promise that if we'll pray, we can escape those things which have come upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Amen. That's Luke 21:36, where that promise is given to us. Amen. It's also given in the book of Revelations. Amen. Because I kept the word of my patience, Philadelphian church, church of brotherly love, I'll keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the whole world. There are many other scriptures that teach us that the church will escape. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 tells us about the church escaping. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says that the world shall not escape. What are they not going to escape from? They're not going to escape from the ravages and the wrath and the judgment of this terrible time that's coming in the last days. Now, the peace talks have been called off temporarily, but they will back off and reorganize and start again. Amen. Who are they talking with? They're talking with Syria. And so there comes into the limelight today a nation that the Bible prophesies the Antichrist will come out of. He'll come out of Syria. I don't know what form he will take. I don't know what God will do. But boy, when he does it, he'll make it look easy. When he destroyed those two great kingdoms by Grecia, amen, all things worked together for good to them that love the Lord. Alexander spread Grecian culture all over the civilized world. The Grecian language became the second language all over the world. Amen. And so, praise God, the language was established. The culture was established. And then comes the Iron Kingdom of Rome. Amen. Rome would come along and build the roads. Alexander established the culture and the language. And the Bible would be published, by and large, in Greek. Amen. And they would have a common language that they could speak everywhere they went. Greek. Amen. Rome built the roads. They built such a fine network of roads, the world had never seen anything like it. And the saying was that all roads lead to Rome. Amen. God had established the communication, the language, and the road. All things worked together for good to get the gospel out. Hallelujah. And now, here's a small group of people endowed and anointed by the Holy Ghost and the supernatural power of God. And they'll take the gospel throughout the Roman Empire and even leap continents into unknown places. They'll preach the gospel all over North Africa, all over Asia, all over Europe. The gospel would come. And then finally, at last, it would leap across the ocean and land on Plymouth Rock. Amen. Of course, a form of godliness had already landed in South America. And Spanish had established a beachhead, so to speak, already in South America, and it had captivated Mexico and had sent their culture all the way up through Texas, all the way up even to California and Arizona. Amen. And they possessed a large part of what is now the United States of America, namely Texas. Amen. And a whole bunch more, but Texas was the biggest block of that. And they had established the Roman church. Amen. So here comes the gospel from the east, and the Catholics coming up from the south through Mexico. Amen. And so here's the Methodist, amen, going west. And so in order to get their 40 acres of land, amen, in Texas, that rich, fertile land of Texas, amen, a place to build a house, gain a foothold in the start, they would pledge allegiance to the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Father would count them and put them on the roll, but they had their fingers crossed behind them. Amen. They was doing it with mental reservation. In other words, they didn't really mean it. They were still Methodists at heart. Amen. And so they began to make inroads into Texas. And pretty soon they began to complain about the lack of expression. Amen. They were taxed and governed, but they didn't have anything to say in the government. They wanted to vote. Amen. And the Mexican government wouldn't let them vote. And so they revolted. And thus started the war that wound up with the Alamo and General Sam Houston. Amen. Finally capturing the enemy. Amen. And Catholicism was pushed back a little bit. And old-time religion began to sweep west. Praise God. And you know it's a good thing. Praise God. Because where Catholicism had a foothold, they're trying to break out of there. Amen. Multiplied thousands every day are crossing, and they've got guards everywhere they can get a guard. Amen. But they're still breaking out. Amen. Why? The fruits of Catholicism is a curse. And the fruits of old-time religion is a blessing. Amen. You begin to preach old-time religion, and Jimmy Collins preached that message a while ago, praise God. And you begin to pay tithes and support the work of God like God said to, you'll be blessed. And God has blessed America. Can you say amen? That's why they're trying to break in everywhere. Amen. That's why all that little boy from Cuba's kinfolk's already over here. He didn't have any place to, any lack for any place to stay. He had plenty of kinfolks to take care of him. Amen. And amen. Well, praise God, the gospel is right. Amen. But here we go. Amen. We've had so much preaching about the last day and the end time and Y2K and the new millennium. Amen. That we've got case hardened to it. But I thought I'd jog your pure minds. Here it is. It's going to be that northern king of Grecia that's going to be the one, amen, that's going to make war with Christ, destroy the holy people. It's him that's going to set his kingdom up in Babylon. Ooh-wee. Amen. What if, amen, America strengthens Syria so much? They're a little bit weak now. Assad is a little bit weak now. Amen. And he's not shining too bright in the Arab world. But what if America, in order to have a bargaining leverage at the table, and usually what happens when they go to the peace talks and the bargaining table, America keeps shoving money under the table and said, if you'll do so and so, I'll give you so many millions in aid. What if America shoves so much money under the table for Assad and his son's about to take over the kingdom? Amen. That'll give them the encouragement they need to take Babylon. Amen. And get rid of that troublemaker down there. And everybody'll be glad that somebody finally got rid of him. Amen. And there's somebody else running Babylon now. And they don't know that they've played right into the hands of prophecy. Maybe you can't see it happening, but some way, somehow, right before your eyes, perhaps in our very immediate future, you'll see this begin to take place. And that's how we know tonight it's the time of the end. It's the end time. You read it and tremble. But we've heard it so much, we don't tremble anymore. Maybe one reason we don't tremble is that we're either not saved or either not spiritual, or we are so saved and so spiritual we're not afraid because we're going to rapture. We're going back with Jesus when he comes. Amen. In any case, praise God. Those that's not ready better get ready. And the saints are instructed to make your calling an election sure. Amen. Remember this. It's not by accident that the peace talks as we near the new millennium, huh? Are with Syria and Israel. Well, what about that? Amen. It would be the king of Greece. Out of one of those four kingdoms would come a little horn. That little horn, like a mighty unicorn, would be the man of sin, the Antichrist, the king of the last days, that will set his own image up in the temple to be worshipped in the middle of Daniel's 70th week. Right in the middle, he'll move his headquarters, Richard, from Babylon to Jerusalem. But after all, Jerusalem is the coveted place for the Arab world anyhow. That's a covenant. They claim to be sons of Abraham. Amen. And God promised Abraham that he'd give him this land. Ooh, glory to God. Abraham sojourned in it. God told him, walk up and down in it. I'm going to give it to your seed. Amen. See, they claim to be Abraham's kids too. Either by Ishmael or whoever. Amen. Either by religious adoption or by birth. Amen. I tell you, folks, we're living in the last days. Amen. Watch and pray. Amen. That you enter not into temptation. Pray for us preachers. Pray for your churches. Pray for your Sunday school teachers. Pray for our preachers across the land that they'll be enlightened. Amen. And they'll be blessed with understanding to see that we're living in the last days now. Amen. When it happens, somebody's going to stick their head up and say, well, why didn't somebody tell us? We did. We harped and harped and harped and harped and preached and preached and preached until people got tired of it. They got case-hardened to it. And they didn't want to hear it anymore. So they turned a deaf ear. And then when it happens, they said, why didn't somebody tell me? Daniel did. Daniel prayed through. He got the vision and the interpretation by the angel. And then he passed out. It was so frightening. It was so scary. He said, I fainted. And I was sick certain days. Amen. It must have been pretty bad, folks. It must have been pretty bad. I can't imagine. And I can't tell you. But read the book of Revelation. That's pretty bad. What did he see? He saw what John saw. When John fell as a dead man. Praise God. What did he see? He saw our time. He saw the end time when transgression would come to the full. When a king's going to rise up, it's going to know more than anybody's ever known. And now there it is. Computers that you can carry in a suitcase. Cram the world's knowledge into it. At man's fingertips, if he wants to learn how to grasp it, understanding dark sentences. Amen. What a time this is. The machinery is already there. The chips are already perfected. All they have to do is insert them under the skin. Amen. And they can tell where you are by the satellites and who you are. And you can't run and you can't hide. And there come a day, amen, when you won't even be able to buy groceries. Probably without it. Amen. Hey, amen. It's closer than we think, isn't it? The machinery's already there. Everything's in place. Amen. The peace talks are going on. Amen. And America's putting money under the table. Amen. And what she's going to try to do, and what Clinton's going to try to do, like every other president's trying to do, is give them enough money to buy peace. And make them look good. Amen. Make their politics look good. And make them look good in history. Amen. Why, praise God, we gave Jordan enough money to build 4-lane highways and bridges. It's a sight at the stuff they've built. Amen. Because they signed a peace treaty with Israel. Amen. It's a sight at the money we gave Egypt. Praise God. And those two kings shook hands in Jimmy Carter's day. Amen. Over the table. Amen. And Egypt and Israel shook hands. Amen. And we bought it. We decided it was worth it. We decided it is cheaper to buy peace with bribes if we can than to pay for a war later on, which is what happened if we don't have peace. Amen. And so now it's going on again right before our very eyes. The peace talks. America clamoring for progress, clamoring for success. Barack is under pressure. Amen. Assad is under pressure. They got to do something or America will cut off its welfare. Amen. And they can't live without it. They can't live without our arms. Amen. So we're going to have to give Syria equal welfare. Equal money. Amen. What's Syria? Syria is the northern division of Grecia. Alexander's kingdom, out of which is coming that little horn. Stand with me. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, bless our message tonight. Stir our hearts tonight. Help us, Lord God, in days to come to be alert. Our eyes to be open to the hour we live in. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on around and let's pray tonight. Praise God.